So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We've just completed a consultations on the future of UNDOF mission in the Golan Heights. Hervé Ladsous, the Undersecretary General of DPKO, briefed us. There was complete agreement in the Security Council on this issue, with a full commitment to the importance of UNDOF continuing with its mission, even in the difficult circumstances that it now found itself in. There was strong support for the Secretary General's report and the observations he made in that, including plans for strengthening UNDOF. And Mr. Ladsous explained that there were plans to try and increase the troop numbers from the current 913 or so up to 1250 at the ceiling, some reinforcement of observation posts, some heavier weapons to be provided, body armor, etc., to those UNDOF contingents. The United States and Russia will be circulating around in the next couple of days a draft resolution on the renewal of mandate of UNDOF, but there is unlikely to be any substantial change to the mandate. It is really the change on the terms and rules of engagement and the force posture that is planned for the future. There was also full support for DPKO on their efforts to reinforce the mission with new troop contributors and indeed to reassure existing troop contributors. And the news on that seemed to be slightly more encouraging today than it has been in the past. Thank you.
Mr. President, would UNDOF need the consent of the Syrian government and the Israelis in order to reinforce and arm the force there? And why do you not need a change of the mandate?
DPKO felt that the existing mandate was broad enough that it could encompass the sort of reinforcements that they are contemplating without a significant change in the mandate. There is no need also, as far as one could tell, for any agreement by Syria and Israel for the sort of measures that he was talking about for the future of UNDOF.
You said that Fiji had offered to replace the Croatians, and I know at an earlier stage DPKO didn't use new deployments of Fijians because of the coup, and I know that the Commonwealth has some issues. Has this issue come up at all in terms of, or has that previous restriction been waived in this case?
Well, I don't think there ever was a restriction as such, and our understanding is that there will be some Fijians arriving very shortly to replace, as you say, the Japanese and the Croatians, and the Fijians have offered more troops also to replace the departing Austrian contingents, who may be in place hopefully by the end of July. So there will be a significant inflow of Fijian troops. It will be renewed for 6 months, as usual. Yes, thank you.
I hope that I didn't miss it, but any news about the Swedish offer that was reported, at least in the past, that there was such an offer?
No. Mr. Ladsous said that he was in touch with a number of countries, but did not want to go into details in the Security Council, because obviously those discussions are not yet at a sufficiently advanced stage, but he is in contact with some potential troop contributors, because even with a full Fijian contribution, that would only take it back to what it was before the Austrian withdrawal, and the intention, as I mentioned, is to bring the troop levels up to the authorized mandate ceiling of 1,250. Thank you very much. I'm not aware of any plans for a PRST, but as you know, it's the United States and Russia are joint penholders on this. They talked only of a mandate renewal resolution, not of a PRST. Thank you very much.